So I drove something a little bit different, which is a 2023 Toyota Corolla Hybrid. This was the SE, but here's an interesting deal, Dad. This was an all-wheel drive version of a Corolla Hybrid. It's actually the cheapest hybrid that you can get that out there on the road. I think you can get this version, Dad, now it depends on all-wheel drive or not, but for starting at 23, the version we drove was the SE, which is their sportier trim level. And I believe it's on the LE and SE you can get the all-wheel drive models. But again, we got that model. It was about $30,000 as it was priced, which isn't a bad price, right? You know, again, for a hybrid. This thing gets almost 50 miles to the gallon, Dad, which is really phenomenal, as you know. And for folks looking out there, Dad, and, you know, they kind of, you know, I read a few different reviews, and they kind of compared it to a Prius, Dad, right? And that maybe you don't want to, you know, splurge a little bit of an extra money for a Prius. And, you know, we now know the cost of a new car is creeping up there, right? You know, almost $50,000, where you can get a car, Dad, that has got some nice features on it. It's got the Toyota Safety Sense 3.0 to go along with, obviously, the fuel economy, and it's got some heated seats and a few things that way, and it's got a kind of their updated infotainment system. But you can get that, Dad, for under $30,000, which is hard to beat these days. And again, along with the fuel economy piece of it, and in addition, the all-wheel drive, which is honestly is a big piece that we talk about here in Colorado, right, Dad? I mean, I know front-wheel drive can work for a lot of folks, but ultimately, that all-wheel drive matters, in my opinion, and I think is really great. So I really enjoyed it. I didn't have to fill up once. I drove all over creation. I think you can get over 400 miles on a tank, which, Dad, for a car the size of a Corolla is really, really good, right? You know, you used to be just above 300 miles on that. So that hybrid technology gives you that. I enjoyed it. We've talked about Toyota's hybrid technology probably on more than anyone just because of how they've done it. It's really fantastic, and I encourage folks to get out and drive it, Dad. They redesigned the front and the rear for this year, and it was really, honestly, again, it was really nice to drive. I encourage folks to get out and test drive it, especially if you're in the market for a hybrid, but you don't want to spend $40,000-$50,000 on it. You can get this for under $30,000. So when you head to your local Toyota dealer, test drive it, get yourself in it, get your family in it, and when you do that, let them know that John and Richard Rush from Drive Radio and Rush to Reason sent you.
This is John Rush from Rush to Reason and Drive Radio. Thank you so much for listening. Check out more of our podcasts at rushtoreason.com or drive-radio.com.